Hi, this is Randy Landry, and this is my 44th podcast on commonsense-american.com. This is a new format I've started a while back. It's not too new, because I've done like 44 podcasts, so it's been almost a year. All my previous podcasts were in Buzzsprout. So now if you go into the blog, my old blog that I've been doing for almost 6 years now, actually it will be 6 years this year, and all you have to do is go to category podcast and you'll find all my podcasts, all hundreds and hundreds of them. If you find it, well, it's not so much that a lot of the stuff is old, but the books are not that old. And you can actually, I have written a total of 23 books, and a fair number of them are actually an audio book form on those podcasts, so you can actually listen to them instead of actually having to read them, and they're free, totally free. So today I've been alternating back and forth because I've been kind of busy with other stuff and doing some imprimis reading, which I did a couple weeks ago. And but today I'm going to just do a what's happening in our world today, starting with the Winter Olympics. What the hell? Okay. How can Italy be ahead of us in a medal count? How, what do they do? There's no bike riding. Okay. I didn't know they were that big into like winter sports, because there's just, you got a very small area that has a lot of snow, the Dolomites. So I just didn't think it would be that big, but we're at 19 total medals, and Italy is 23 and Norway is 28. And thank God Russia's not there, because they would be even higher above us too. So that's third place. We should be at least second place. I don't expect us to beat Norway, because that's all they do. It snow almost year round there. But still, and some of our athletes have like self-destructed, or if they haven't self-destructed, they've kind of just turned it into a political forum, which is like, okay, you're getting all this help from the government, subsidies and all this kind of stuff, so you can, you know, run for, you compete in these medals in the Olympics and the World Cup, or whatever you want to call it. So I don't know. It's kind of crazy. I'm kind of disappointed this year. I don't think we're really doing good at speed skating and a few other sports. But who knows? Maybe we've got a few more days, I guess. I think it wraps up this Sunday. But I don't think they do any competitions on Sunday. So Saturday is like the last real day. So we'll see if we can't bypass Italy of all countries. So, I know in winter and summer sports we do pretty good, but winter always seems to be lag behind. But that shouldn't be the case. We do have a lot of snow in our country too, and a lot of mountains and places we can ski. So, that takes care of my tirade about the Winter Olympics. Also, I didn't really talk much about the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl was pretty good. I know everybody's been talking about the Bad Bunny, and that was atrocious. It really was. I mean, like people said, there's like 30 to 40 million people that speak Spanish as their primary language in the United States. And with the other 310 to 320 million don't. So why would you have a halftime special totally, strictly, almost 100% in Spanish? At least Bad Bunny, that's all he spoke. And then some of the stuff he said, which who the hell knows, because even Spanish-speaking people couldn't understand everything he said. And then the gesturing he was doing and all that. So it's just like, why? But you know what? I think the NFL does this on purpose, because who would still be talking about the freaking, except maybe sports announcers will be talking about the World Series, the Super Bowl, right? I mean, it's like ancient history now. It's all what's going to happen in 2026, not what happened in 2025. So now it's keeping people talking about it, and it's keeping the NFL in the news, basically. So, I guess, you know, President Trump always said when he was running for office, he'd rather have bad news than no news. So, you know, as far as, you know, or reviews or whatever. So, at least people were talking about him. He wasn't a dead entity. So, maybe that's the case. So, yeah, I didn't watch at all the halftime special. It was like, it was disgusting. I think I did something meaningful, like use the restroom facilities or something. I don't know. But it certainly wasn't watching him perform. So now in the a lot of other stuff is going on in the United States. Finally, in Minnesota, Minneapolis, Tampon Tim Walz agreed to allow ICE to go in there, and actually they would not really get in the way. They would kind of like maybe help a little bit, so we can reduce our number of ICE agents there and move on to other cities and states. Now, I don't know. I'm really worried about this shit. There's too many rhinos in office. And I think because secretly they're taking money too, and they don't want to have their cash cows get upset as well, that they're really screwing around. So President Trump's executive orders aren't turned into real laws. So who the hell knows? And then if we don't get the filibuster, eliminate the filibuster, I know it would hurt us if the Democrats took power, but in the meantime, we could at least maybe get a law passed for elections integrity. And yeah, I know it's supposed to be under states, but obviously states aren't taking care of business very well. Okay, some of them are, but a good part of them are. Enough that aren't are actually the ones that are causing problems because they're the more populous states that are doing this stupid shit. And so it's skewing the results. But, and even though a mass number of people are leaving California and New York, the illegal aliens popped the numbers up because they went there figuring they'd get some free goodies. So by being able to redistrict the voting zones and the districts and all these new people that are even illegal are still counting as people. So while they may not be able to vote necessarily, they are still counting and giving more seats to the Democrats. Oh my God, it's such a mess. So I went through this crap in 2024, worried about the election and what would happen if Trump lost, what happened to our country. Now I'm still worried about what happened in 2026 election if the Democrats took over the House and the Senate. Our country would go right down the hill again, and it's very, very sad to think that all the work that was done would be totally reversed, and it would be even worse. Because what happened is Trump would get impeached, and he would actually be the first president to be removed from office by the impeachment process. So it came close with Andrew Johnson, and after the Civil War, and it most probably would have certainly happened to Nixon if Nixon hadn't resigned and then been pardoned by Ford. But this time it actually would have happened, and our president would be removed because the Senate would back him up. And then they would make the last remaining years of Trump's life a living freaking hell by going after him, going gangbusters. Because just think about this. You know, I like J.D. Vance. I wouldn't listen to him speak and campaign in Nevada, in Las Vegas, along with President Trump. I went to both their campaigns, rallies. And he was good. He's very fluent, he's actually a better speaker, public speaker, than Trump is. But Trump just has that magnetism. But as being an actual down-to-earth speaker, he's a much more intelligible speaker. And much more coherent and eloquent. Kind of like Obama on steroids. Obama was eloquent, but didn't say shit. J.D. Vance is eloquent and actually says stuff. Just think about this. If his boss was removed from office by impeachment, how far do you think he would stick his neck out? Okay? He wouldn't. All right? So he would take over office, and depending when it happened, he would be able to either run for one term or two terms. If it's less than 2 years, so it happened sometime in 2027, he would be eligible to run for two more times. If it happened like in 2026, and now he wouldn't be, it would be less than, he'd be actually serving more than 2 years in office after Trump was removed. So he would not be eligible for running two terms. He'd only get like a little over 6 years in office. So, but how far do you think he'd really stick his neck out? And would he actually win a second election or even a first election because of that? He would be turning it as a turncoat because he was trying to save his skin. And then all the his cabinet members would probably be impeached, the ones they don't like. Well, I actually think Pamela Bondi needs to go. The only way she's doing it is if Trump walks around with his foot up her ass, and to put it mildly, he had to go in there and just say, all you guys in law enforcement and all this kind of shit and the judiciary, you're gone if you don't freaking do what I tell you to do. And so finally they did. They released all the names and released all the rest of the documents for Epstein, which should have happened right at the very beginning. Yes, go through and make sure no innocent people are going to be harmed by this information being released, and then that's it, okay? And you know what? A person doesn't have to do it. With as advanced as AI is, you could just put those parameters in place and had AI scanners scan all those documents, and they could have blacked out everything that needs to be blacked out, and it would have been done in a matter of like a day. I mean, I'm giving you the day because you would need it just to do the printing. So you could send the documents to the Congress and the Senate. And then the rest could have just been uploaded. It would have taken still a substantial amount of time to upload them, maybe a couple days. A week. I'd give you a week. Could have been done with AI taking it, the lead role and going through them. So and then there would have been no question. It would have been done. Instead, you drag this shit out. You know, Pamela Bondi's name is on there. Okay, so, I mean, it's just come the hell on. But the more that comes out, I don't know if it's just people are just terrified of what's going to come out. I mean, they may have actually sacrificed babies and all this kind of stuff from these girls that were impregnated. And it's just, now there's a place in New Mexico he's got. There's some ranch there. That they're going to do some ground-penetrating radar and all this kind of stuff, and cadaver dogs to see if there's actually any corpses there of infant children. Unbelievable. So, and then, of course, he was a billionaire, right? Everybody knows that Epstein was a billionaire. Jeffrey Epstein was a billionaire. And so, with that kind of money, you can do a lot. Even if you're in prison, you got power, okay? Because he had money all over the damn place. So I'm sure he had access to it with his lawyers and all this shit. That anybody that would help him in prison would be guaranteed, even if they lost their jobs, would be guaranteed to be able to leave the country and live in lap of luxury. He would give him millions of dollars to do it, to help him get out of prison. You know, make it look like he had died, switch bodies, whatever. They could have done that. Guaranteed. Okay. So, plus he was a narcissist. Narcissists typically do not kill themselves. Okay. They really, really don't. I mean, it has happened, of course. Nothing is black and white. But you use the general rule is no, they don't. They love themselves way too much. They think they're all too powerful. And that they can get away with anything. So, yeah. Just like I don't think Adolf Hitler killed himself. I really, 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 really don't. Yes, of course, he's dead. He's been dead a long time. And he probably didn't live that long because of all of his ailments. Unless he actually got a real doctor to take care of him. And cleaned him up. And got him off all the freaking drugs that he was on. Yeah, so there was a permanent damage done to his brain, but still, he could have lived out a rather quiet life in South America. So, I don't know. But I think Jeffrey Epstein could be someplace else, you know, some island or whatever, someplace where there is no extradition at all. So, but who knows? So, now, and I've kind of ranted, and now, so we've got all these people that are trying to run for office that are absolutely atrocious to Democrats. Oh my God. Gavin Newsom. Oh my God. And they're even talking about AOC may run for office maybe in 2028. What the hell gives her any kind of right to run for office when she's so stupid, doesn't have a clue what's going on? I mean, God, it'd be like Obama on steroids again. I keep using that term, but it's appropriate. I just don't know. It's just like, you know, I used to think that people were really stupid, but it's, you know what? I think it's the cheating is so rampant that they could elect a dead person. I really think they could because of paper ballots being mailed in to people, mail-in votes and all this kind of shit, and then being able to just freaking go in through back doors in this the computer software and add and take votes away at will. And that they could elect them pretty much anybody. They really, really could. So maybe it's not, maybe it's just our votes don't count. Maybe that's what it is. I think with the Trump 2024 election, that it was too big to rig. They watched it and monitored it too closely. They had people everywhere that there was no way they could cheat enough to win the election and have Kamala Harris come in and take over. So, and Tim Walz, imagine that. All the shit we found out about Tim Walz in Minneapolis and Minnesota, of all the theft, it's estimated by Elon Musk that, and I think even President Trump said it too, if we get rid of all the stealing that's going on in our federal government, with all the money that's being stolen by the states and all this kind of shit, and all these, that we would not have to have income tax at all. Okay, at least for the regular people, we would not have to have it at all. Maybe businesses still, possibly, but certainly not for people. We would give enough money from tariffs and other stuff that it's like well in excess of $1 trillion, well in excess of $1 trillion is being stolen. So pretty much it's saying that our national deficit that we have right now, the vast majority of our national deficit is because of corruption in politics. And this theft that's going on. That's pretty freaking sad. We've been busting our asses all these years, making all this money and paying it all in taxes. And it's just being stolen by the politicians and everybody else. So, oh my God. So, now, let's take a look at international stuff right now. What's going on in Russia and Ukraine. And I've been watching some videos on this. And they're saying they actually were making it worse by putting pressure on Ukraine, which is doing absolutely nothing, but it gives false sense of hope to Russia that they can outlast Ukraine. So what we should really be doing is nothing. Maybe help them a little bit, but just enough to keep them going so they can outlast Russia. But I don't know, I'm sure Trump knows this, but I think deep down that he wants Russia to break off from China and be buddy-buddy with the United States. I think that's what he's hoping for. I may be wrong. He's always got something going on, okay? And that's why he never says anything negative about Putin, okay? And he kind of says more negative about Zelensky. So I don't know if that could be the case, that he really wants everything to be settled, but yes, he wants Russia to come out on top. And maybe they got some backdoor stuff going on like it was back in with Kennedy and Khrushchev. So who in the hell knows, okay, what's going on. And now the deal with Israel and Iran and all that, and people are saying, oh, we're not doing enough to help the people in Iran. Well, we're sending a second aircraft carrier group over there. I'm not sure which one it is, but another one's going over there. So that's going to show that we mean business. And that we can't keep on saying, well, if you don't do this, something bad going to happen and nothing bad happens. I mean, we kind of like helped ourselves a little bit with Venezuela by saying we warned them enough and enough and enough, and finally we took care of business. So it shows that we do have a backbone, but it also shows that Trump doesn't like wars, okay, which is a good thing. But he also kind of like is a little bit too conservative for some of his actions. In other cases, he's like goes gangbusters, and other times he's more conservative. So, I don't know. So, with, but at least one thing, that at least as far as we know anyway, Iran has stopped killing the protesters, which is a good thing, right? So he did accomplish that. But is that because two aircraft carrier groups are breathing down their necks or what? If they leave, if they can't leave their aircraft carrier there forever, what would happen? Would they just go back to their virtual signaling and you know, just go ahead and kill more people? I don't know. And now they're saying they're negotiating for the nuclear shit again, which means did they lie when they said that all the nuclear capabilities was destroyed by these bomb, basically a dam buster bombs or bunker buster bombs? I don't know. Can we even tell the truth? Can we even trust that they're telling the truth anymore? So, and then there's talk that they said, definitely Jeffrey Epstein did commit suicide. There's nothing to see there, nothing to see there. And it's pretty evident that he probably didn't commit suicide if he did die. The video cameras didn't work and all this kind of shit. So, I don't know. It's really sad. I get tired of the tired of everything. I got two more books that I'm thinking about writing. I'm actually got the chapters, but it's slow going. I'm just not feeling these last two books as much. So I'm gonna try to knock them out this year. That would mean 25 books in 6 years. So that's not too bad, huh? So that's 4 books a year if I write these two books. Or if I just cap it off at 23 books in 5 years. So that's over 4 books a year. So I'm not sure if I'm going to keep on doing it or not. But I hate just leaving it off at 23. That's an odd number. Should be able to at least maybe do it in 24th book. I had planned on writing a book on aging gracefully. It'd be like the final thing to my weight loss and my age getting old really sucks trilogy. And writing a book on saving our country, which would kind of tie in okay with saving our world, and our book on the economy, another trilogy, basically nonfiction. So would wrap things up rather nicely. And I ended up writing 6 books on the Andersons. No, 5 books, sorry. 5 books on the Andersons. And so, I don't know if he's read those books yet. Can't even get my sister to read the damn things. I think I'm the only one that's read them because I wrote them. Whatever. So, I accomplished what I wanted to do and I became a published author. Even if it's self-publishing. Pay, you know, print on demand, but it's still something I accomplished. And my name will be in along with my blogs and podcasts and all that, and my photos. I will have an internet presence as long as there's an internet. I'm pretty sure that's how it works. Unless somebody decides to go in and just tear all my shit down when I'm dead. So I will have left a mark in the world somewhere, even if it's a small mark. It's an accomplishment, I guess. But so international, more international stuff. It was a little side note there, taking a little break from politics. What's happening in the rest of the world? You know, it's like what's happening in Europe and all this crap. It just seems like we don't really have any strong allies. We just have, in my case, the same thing. just have friends or acquaintances. As in friends, I mean, they got to be really good friends to help you move, right? Because friends become just acquaintances when it's time to move. They don't want you to, they want you to help them, but they don't want to help you. And that's always been my case. I've only had a few times I've ever had friends actually help me move. Very few, only a couple times. Otherwise, I've helped much more. Even family, can't even trust family to help you move. Because I don't think I've ever had a family member help me move, ever. And yet, I have helped them move, I don't know how many damn times. Yeah, never. My nephews, nothing ever, nobody ever helped me. So, whatever, I guess it's crying over spilled milk, it's over, and I'm not planning on moving again. So, that's what it seems like as our case with our allies. They all say, oh, if something were to happen and we got attacked, they would help us, and NATO would help us. Bullshit, they would help us. They can't even help themselves. I mean, it's just the same thing with Norway and Iceland, right? Okay, so they have control over Iceland, or not, sorry, Greenland, but, well, 1 second here. God, I said Norway, it's Denmark. Jesus Christ, I'm losing my mind here. I haven't slept very much. You know, just like cat naps, what's I do? I knew I was saying it wrong when I said it. So it's a territory under the Kingdom of Denmark. Y'all knew that, but you were too polite to say. So they couldn't even protect Greenland during World War II. We had to step in and help them out. Okay, after they got invaded and taken over in like a matter of a couple of days by Germany. And Greenland would have been owned by Germany too. After World War II was over, then they would have gotten it back, of course. But we gave it back without any kind of ado. With the understanding that we'd be able to keep a couple bases there, you know, in the short term. But we still got bases there. But these are our friends, our allies. Yeah, I know we've kind of pissed them off tonight with all the terrorism shit. And invading Afghanistan and invading Iraq, the Gulf Wars, and they're pretty much over helping us, especially when they found out that how much of a shithead we were when we left Afghanistan and left them holding the bag. Basically, the rest of the people were still there from other countries. So, I guess we really can't expect any kind of loyalty from these people. Because we sure as hell under Biden didn't show them any loyalty either. But, I mean, just think about the tariffs and all that. How they abused us with trade and wouldn't allow us to send the thing to them without huge tariffs being put on it. So, nobody wanted to spend that kind of money to buy this stuff. I always use that case example as the Harley Davidson's, the CEO, told President Trump when he was running for office how much of tariffs they were being charged. It was basically 100% on his motorcycles. So he couldn't sell anything in Europe because nobody wanted to spend, you know, say it was $25,000 US and it was spent $50,000 in Europe. So, I don't know. But they're kissing their ass now. And all this investment in the United States with factories and industries and all this kind of stuff. Sure, it's all nice. We got jobs. But is foreign interest just gaining more control over this country? What is this money actually buying for us? What is it doing for us? Sure, it's improving our infrastructure maybe and helping people get richer in the United States. But what is the long-term effect of it? I just don't know enough about that to really know. Even writing two books on the economy, what kind of hold or grip does it give these people, these entities on the United States? Does it mean now that they have more control over our lives? It's possible, right? So, I don't know. So, and I'm looking at this. I got this loop pulled up here for global events in February 2026. They're still talking about that Russian dissident, Alexei Navalny. That was poisoned with a neurotoxin. We all kind of knew that it was the case. So no surprise there. And there's environmental health concerns. It says the Colorado River is facing a severe 1,200-year drought. They need the tribes to grant it legal personhood. Oh, what the hell that's all about. Nothing really is. Nothing really that impressive out there, except, you know, we're still fighting. Or not we're fighting, but Russia and Ukraine are still fighting each other, which was like, well, they've been doing that for three or four years. Actually, I think it's like over 4 years. But let's see here. Put you on pause again. This example. Like I said, over 4 years. It started in February 24, 2022. Yeah, I knew it didn't start right after Biden was president, but I knew it was somewhere at the beginning. It was a term, 4 year term. So just a little over 4 years. Well, fourth anniversary, actually. So it's a little bit less. We've seen it the 17th. So the 40th anniversary will be the 24th. But, who knows? So I think I've been rambling long enough to spoke for over half an hour here, and I don't know if anybody found anything what I just said beneficial. Let me just go down here and say if there's any of the 10 breaking news is anything. Crap. All right. So you guys have a great day. And as always, Watcher 6. And don't give up the fight, though. Sometimes I don't know what the hell we're even fighting for. You have a blessed day. Take care. Actually, the 250th anniversary coming up. Real good for our country. Yeehaw. All right. Bye-bye.